a seminar for the conference. I opened my session with these words. If you are anything like me, being the parent of an adult child is probably much more complicated than you ever imagined. Most of us have adult children, which is a bit of an oxymoron, who have violated our values and chosen a different path than we would have chosen for them. The crowd groaned in pained recognition. I have never had a reaction like that before. It seemed that nearly everyone at the seminar was navigating a complex story and living with mixed feelings about being a parent of an adult child. After the seminar, I knew I'd hit a nerve when I spent 2.5 hours listening to one story of difficulty after another. A few years ago, after the seminar in Honolulu, Homeward held 7 focus groups with parents of adult children. Our goal was to listen to parents and hear their felt needs. In 6 of the 7 focus groups, at least one parent broke down and cried. Although not every participant was brokenhearted, I heard many painful stories of adult children who were violating family values and faith, cohabitating, struggling with addictions, divorcing, experiencing gender confusion, suffering financial complications, or failing to launch. These parents were filled with confusion, shock, and other painful emotions. Some blamed themselves, while others blamed spouses, ex-spouses, or the corrupting influence of contemporary culture. After experiencing the intense emotions and extreme interest of those in the focus groups, I knew my experience in Honolulu had not been a fluke. I needed to write this book. I've spent the last several years researching this complex topic, listening to parents, and discussing these issues with parents and adult children alike. Kathy and I have lived out the principles in this book with our own family. My goal has been to write a book that is both hopeful and enlightening, practical and life-changing. You'll have to let me know what you think. Introduction. An invitation to keep the welcome mat out. Something wakes me up. I look at the clock, and it is 2:30 a.m. I then discover what, or rather who, disturbed my sleep. It's my wife, Kathy. She is just lying there next to me with her eyes wide open. "What's up?" I ask. "You okay?" "Yes, I'm okay," she says. "I was just thinking about Becca." "Is she okay?" I ask. "I guess so," Kathy replies. "I just don't know." I give her hand a reassuring pat. "Is there anything I can do for you?" "No," she says. "Just go back to sleep." Most parents I've talked with have told me they lost sleep worrying about their kids when the kids were younger. But I've been surprised to discover how many parents of adult children tell me the same thing. I often hear statements like these: "My son's choices are breaking my heart. I feel like I don't know what my role as her parent is anymore. He needs to get a job. Every time I give my daughter some heartfelt advice, she bites my head off. I'm still in shock that he doesn't go to church anymore. Where did I go wrong?" Can you relate? If so, know that you are far from alone and that this book was written with you in mind. Although this book can't magically take away any problem you have with your adult child, I hope it will give you the perspective, insight, and practical guidance you need to move your relationship in a positive direction. We'll tackle some of the toughest and most common issues faced by parents who are struggling with their adult children. And we'll explore 9 principles that can help you through these thorny issues in productive ways. It's important to me that you know these 9 principles aren't just abstract theory. They were developed and applied primarily in the lab of doing life with my own adult children. Although my career has given me a platform to write and speak on topics such as parenting, marriage, and relationships, this is a much more personal book. I wanted to figure out how to be the best possible dad to my adult children, who are my deepest joy and greatest challenge. At this stage in my